In time, you will know what it's like to lose.
All right.
Yep.
All right, shit stain. What kind of cigars you got here?
Well, they are some shit we probably shouldn't say unless we're going to say it right, and I'm not quite sure how to pronounce them. I think it's like Macanudo, some shits.
Matt, we are white. We are allowed to mispronounce things.
You guys are white.
Yeah. I am definitely white.
White.
Fucking neon.
The white boys.
I'm neon white.
It looks like a good cigar, bud. So we're going to go ahead and puff on these.
Oh, yeah. Give her a fucking smell, bud.
Shit's sticking to do, bud.
Oh, bud, it smells so good.
Ah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Smells like cat piss.
What?
Jesus.
You're fucking high,
You
bud.
Ever smelled weed that smelled like cat
smell
piss,
like
though?
Cat piss.
That's the best weed.
Mm-hmm. So football's back on. Football season is upon us.
Yeah, oh, hey,
what
is.
Did I say?
The football.
I told you they're professionals at blowing the lead at the end. And then what happened? Were they?
I think I might be fucking done with the Lions because there's no chance in. They don't deserve Ford Field. They don't deserve to have fans
Lions?
Anymore.
They better draft Bertuzzi or something.
Into the NFL? I mean, I think athletes can all play probably all sports.
Nah,
think about
fuck
it.
That. There ain't no football player getting a hockey game.
I don't know, dude. I think they can all probably.
I don't know.
Michael Jordan
did
baseball.
If they grew up in a place,
you
that
put
has
a,
good
you put
words.
An old lineman on a pair of hockey skates to laugh at you and sit on the fucking bench.
I mean, I would. You got like pro wrestlers that are MMA fighters, or pro wrestlers that were NFL.
You can't be that top heavy on a pair of hockey skates. Well, I am a little.
Well, you can be if you've done it, but you can like if you go straight from football without ever playing hockey, you're fucked. Look here.
Well. So anyway, then NFL comes back on, and you know.
Oh man, that wings kick.
Oh, fucking everybody's doing their shits.
Your phone's talking.
Oh, it's hockey.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I mean, put it on the thing out there.
Don't fuck tell me I raise my kids.
But we got whoa. Are you using my shit? This motherfucker's telling me how to eat my Cheerios.
Are you using my shit?
What?
So,
yeah,
I get
it up on there, and then we can just turn it down a little bit.
Okay, so I guess I'll just go ahead and flagship this then. So the NFL comes on, right? And, you know, the whole virtue signaling thing is becoming a little absurd at this point.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to see politics in my sports. I don't give a shit what your politics are when it comes to football. I just want to see fuckers throwing some pigskin and getting tackled out their goddamn boots. Never mind, they don't wear boots. They wear cleats.
Well, welcome to the Shitcasters Variety Show.
Yeah, so with that being said, we can't use Shitcasters publicly because, well, it may not be savory, but welcome to the Shit Show, y'all.
Yeah, I don't know. We're debating a name change, I hear. Wiley Will.
Maybe. It's up in here. From now, I don't know. I don't know. I like what we do. I like our angle here. I think we're doing great.
It's always a shit show here at the Thoughtcasters Variety Show. And we're currently living in a shit show.
Jeez, 2020 has been the capital the shit show.
I've never seen so many people mad at the NFL except for, back when Tim Tebow was taking a knee.
Well, here's the thing. I posted some NFL stuff on Facebook yesterday, and a few of my conservative friends decided to heckle me, which is fine. It's nothing but love for them. But I also don't give a fuck.
Oh, I seen Stan.
I don't give a fuck what people think, I mean, yeah, I like football. I don't like the politics in it.
Well,
but
here's the thing.
Every sport
if
has it.
If you
want
to play in the NFL, what are you going to fucking do?
Fuck
you're
going to
do
Network.
What they make you do.
Why the fuck
right?
did I pay for this
like,
shit service?
It, like half of those people don't give a shit about this movement. They just want to play in the NFL.
Cunts.
And there's people that have been fans before this movement ever happened that still want to be fans. And it's not like they support some other dumb shit. It's like the same thing as saying we can be friends and disagree on some shit. Like, you don't agree. Not everyone on that fucking team agrees with everything that everybody's saying, but everybody's there to play goddamn football.
You know what is bullshit, though? When Drew Brees comes out and actually has an opinion, hey, and then he gets shit on because he doesn't virtue signal. I thought that was bullshit.
How about the GOAT coming out hot with that long, deep pass?
Oh, fuck. Fuck Brady.
The GOAT coming out with that QB sneak when it wasn't even the play. He said, what, touchdown?
He lost, too, by the way.
That's his team's fault, not the GOAT's fault. Damn, bro.
Not the GOAT's fault.
I will always, always root against
Tom
Brady.
You gotta admit, he started out so heavy. That dude, he dropped that bomb on that far outside. That was a bomb. Second pass.
And, well, that's what made that game so hard to watch, though, is because, like, last season I actually watched quite a few Saints games, but now I think Breeze is a bit of a puss cake. So, I couldn't root for Brady, so I had to go for the Saints.
And you got to think, too, Brady's played with that same team for so long, so he's so used to a certain playbook.
Right. Well, no, you're right.
It's got to be incredibly hard to just jump.
It's going to be interesting to see how Belichick molds the new Patriots team, though.
Yeah. Dude, Cam Newton on England's going to be crazy.
Cam Newton, yeah, for
sure. That's going to be a good vibe, for sure. For them to pick him up, dude, they're so lucky they picked him up. That's a great filler for Brady.
Oh, Newton?
Yeah, that's a
great... Well, yeah, like, Newton's a good player.
Dude, he's got an arm and he runs harder than any running back in the league.
So, like, if anybody's, like, you know... Most quarterbacks shouldn't have to run, but if you're going to have one to...
That's a decent cigar.
Dude, he did... Well,
What's up, TKO? You going to say hi to the folks?
He runs harder than running backs. Like, he is more of a unit than most running backs are. Like, I would get in front of a running back before I got in front of Cam Newton.
I figure, by the way, we got a unit. We got a guest here with us tonight talking footballs and shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's our buddy Purdy.
Been doing that.
A guest. Been on the show a few times, at least in the background.
Right on, yeah.
Yeet.
Nate, who you got for the Stanley Cup?
We're still doing that.
Tampa.
Right?
Yeah. It's going to be Tampa. I'd rather Dallas won it, but I'm pretty positive Tampa would take it. They've been runners-up for, like, 9 years in a row now, so they better take it.
Tampa's a good team.
They are a great team.
I mean, they had Stevie Y for years.
But they've been runners-up for seven years
in a row. For
y'all
that don't know...
Honestly, if we don't make it past the first round, it's because we got Tampa first.
Hockey is a whole different experience when your whole wall is the TV. I highly recommend it.
Oh, my God. The one team that's
eliminated get a better projector
us the
now,
last
though.
7 years was Tampa. Almost every year, I think, actually. Tampa.
You know, I'm waiting for these Wings to make a comeback. I mean, I give it another 2 years, man. We'll be Stanley Cup
again.
Dude,
did you hear about how they're talking about the season won't even start until at least December?
Is that how long they're going
to
drag it out?
If they do that, they're going to have to just completely change the schedule at that point. Because that'll be 2 years in a row.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to completely change the schedule because
it'll
never get back to normal. If it can't go back to normal now, then it never will.
Oh, yeah, it's going to set the whole thing
off. Cycle.
Unless they just shorten the games.
But that's dumb.
Yeah, I mean, hockey does have a fuck ton of games, though, so
not
shortening
like
them a bit wouldn't be... No, not like baseball.
Football just has way too little of games is the issue.
Well, yeah.
Them pussies play once a week, barely.
Barely.
There's 89 of them motherfuckers in the team.
Now, barely, then we're only talking about the Detroit
you
Lions
got, like,
and the Cleveland Browns.
On the hockey bench. And they play 13 games a week.
12 and a half feet.
12 and a half. Peter Dinklage is on the team.
Right, yeah. Like Wee Man's running around out there fucking people up.
That's not the real numbers. Well, you know what I mean, though? Like, those guys play full shifts, too. Like,
that's a decent cigar.
Those guys have 17 minutes in game and shit.
Not bad. Not bad.
It's not the best one, though. Man, I used to have this one. It, like, tasted like cashews and chocolate,
dude,
almost.
The best, yeah, was, like, the best running back in the league doesn't get 17 minutes.
I never found a normal one. It tasted that good. I'm thinking about getting a pipe, though, because you can get some pretty good tasting
you know,
pipe tobacco.
I'm kind of regretting asking Nate about hockey. Yeah, I want a pipe too, man.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Hey, it's fucking delicious.
Corn husk.
And then you just sit here all fucking Sherlock Holmes. It's just, I'm going to ponder while I smoke my pipe.
Hey, whoa, Nate, this is a fucking family show.
Oh, is it?
What? Bitch, you steal my letter?
Yeah, we're all family here.
You steal my letter, fam?
That's my letter, fam. He did steal my letter.
It's a lighter.
He stole a lighter.
Matt, what do you think about...
In all fairness, he didn't know whose lighter he was stealing.
That's true. Matt, so what do you think about Joe Rogan being the moderator for the debates?
Oh, I fucking want it so bad.
Oh, it'd be juicy.
That'd be awesome.
Oh,
like I told him,
though,
there's a good chance he would be walked off in the first 15 minutes.
Man,
he's not going to contain himself.
You know, I can say I think Joe Rogan would probably have a good down the middle.
The reason I think it'd be great, like I told him, either he's getting walked off, or he's gonna go. They're gonna say this, that, and he's gonna go. Well, how are you gonna do that? He's gonna question like he's.
That's what I want.
Oh, he's gonna, and then Trump. Well, you know, it's gonna be the greatest plan of greatest times ever.
Fucking hater.
Ever. Hey, now come on, now you know me, man. I'm gonna make fun of Trump
because he's Willie's really voting for Biden.
Hell, hey, whoa. Don't cuss at me. Don't cuss at me. Because Biden's going to be like, well, I'm going to do, you know, the thing. I'm going to do that thing. The thing. We're doing that. That's what we're doing.
I got hairy legs.
I got hairy legs. And the kids at the pool, they like to come and
rub their hands up and rub them. I just love how it starts so nonchalant. Me, I got hairy legs. You're like, whoa, shit.
Okay. Where's this convo going?
This motherfucker's got hairy legs.
He's got hairy legs.
I didn't know that about you, and I'm not sure I really need it.
You know what else Biden has? Nose hair and ear hair.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, yeah.
He's got a schnoz.
I think all old men do. Willie, I think you ought to eat some Reaper sauce.
Motherfucker's definitely got a sniffer.
There's some Reaper sauce, not ghost Reaper sauce.
You got some wings
don't
there,
have the ghost sauce.
Dude, they're decent.
I do. I haven't fucking eaten in forever, so.
They're pretty decent. They're not bad.
I just had pasta for dinner. It was delicious.
Bye.
Well, I'm going to eat some Reaper sauce.
Wings. It was yesterday's game.
It's going to reap your ass later, bud.
No.
I was about to say some funny shit.
Maybe.
I was about to say some funny shit.
Well, that's what we're here for.
That's
what
we're doing a podcast, to say funny shit. Or stupid shit.
Shit, Kester.
Welcome to the shit show. I think that might be our new motto there.
Willie McD and Matt the Sassafras. Welcome to
the
shit show.
The Sassafras.
What?
even TKO over there, man.
What the fuck did you do?
That was straight off the dome. That came out of nowhere.
That's great.
Hey, straight off the dome.
Get back on that. You gotta get some get back, man.
That's a good one, Matt. The Sassafras.
Mouth burn.
Oh, shit.
Come on, Willie.
Is that any good?
It tastes great.
All right.
Yeah, roll it in the sauce. Don't be a bitch. Roll it in the sauce.
All right, I'm rolling it in the sauce.
Just like I did.
I'm rolling it. I took all the sauce. Oh,
good.
Shit.
And all you can do is drink beer afterwards.
The sauce boss.
I got the bone.
This is a good one.
Don't eat the bone, Willie. You'll choke on it like a dog. Don't talk about dogs choking.
Oh, that's good.
They are pretty good for being pre-cooked, motherfuckers.
What about that sauce, though?
They're decent as fuck.
Your mouth's about to be warm, bud.
It is warm.
Just let you know.
I feel the heat.
That's Reapers.
He said, "Tis warm. Tis warm."
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. my mouth is very light.
What?
Delightful? That bitch is hot. He's
hot.
The fire in your mouth is delightful.
He says, "Fuck rhyming. This bitch is hot."
This one's good. This one's really good too.
What's that one?
The habanero one.
Habanero.
Okay. It's like gonna feel like nothing after this.
You got one that says "fuck my tongue" or what?
Fuck my tongue.
A couple.
You got one that says "I can't taste till next year."
Oh.
I wanna get Tay in here to eat one of these.
Oh, he won't do it.
Oh, that's a nice. That one leaves a nice lingering burn on the tongue there. You know.
Yeah, good ball taste.
Ooh. Oh man, I'd like to spray that in somebody's eyes if they ever piss me off.
Yeah, that one would. That
you guys
one's more sweet.
You guys are dipping chicken nuggies in fucking bear mace.
And this one's the habanero, you said?
Okay, yeah. That one's good. That one's like, it's like
goes, that one's for grizzly bears.
I left the ghost pepper sauce I had at my brother's house, man.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's good too. This one's a little tangy.
Yeah.
Why do I pay for NHL.com and I get no fucking games?
I think I ate them all.
I wish the NHL would listen to your podcast so I could tell them to fucking tell.
Maybe they'll hear you. Who knows?
It's bullshit, man. I paid for this.
You!
No, it is bullshit. You shouldn't have to.
Like,
you know.
Okay.
Hey, Ty, wings are done.
NBC of each state broadcasts every game. Sure, Detroit's not in it. But guess who broadcasts every single game? The motherfucking NHL.
Right, every game across the board.
Yeah.
You pay for it, and then it fucks you over.
Who did I pay for hockey? The motherfucking NHL.
You know what other app does that? The WWE Network.
They can eat my ass too? Fuck them.
They black out a lot.
It's stupid, dude. Like, what the fuck that
is? Oh, you. Speaking of WWE, I am never
with no sauce to clear your mouth.
No, I'm good.
Oh, no good. Sauce to clear.
I'm never gonna be in the
WWE.
I'm gonna
have more sauce. I'm not a bitch, but.
But I have an announcement to make, gentlemen. I will be returning to the ring this Saturday. In Houghton Lake, Michigan.
This Saturday?
This Saturday, Houghton Lake, Michigan.
Can we go? I'm going to have the babies.
Kid friendly, bud.
Is it? Okay.
Can we go?
You guys can go.
Even with COVID?
And it's free. Donations, of course, are accepted, but it's free.
I'm going to leave like 4 cigarette butts.
I'm going to donate this dick.
I'll plug it now. Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to leave like 4 cigarette butts and a roach.
4 cigarette butts in a row?
Yeah, and I owe you
a half-drinking beer bottle. Look,
dude, I already donated like a half ounce of hot sauce and 2 wings.
I'm going to leave you an IOU on a Reese's wrapper.
Give me that cigar back. Give me that. Give me,
no, I'm just
kidding. There you go. There's your donation.
I'm just kidding. No.
I will make the plug, though. It is IWE, Houghton Lake, Michigan, 3 p.m.
I think you should be selling $10 tickets, bud.
Well,
at least $5 tickets.
Well, these shows run on pretty decent donations. It's run through a church... Okay. Owned like recreational
stuff. Yeah, well, so the NHL is not run through like a church because they're pricks.
No, I'm half a girl, so can't be drunk. But
fuck the NHL.
Maybe they'll like some wrestling.
Saturday?
This Saturday, 3 p.m.
Oh no, I'm not gonna have to work.
Oh dude, I mean I know dude, it's fine. It's just kind of a one off thing. I don't know where it's gonna go. I don't know if I'm gonna keep doing it, but
I'll rest.
I figured I'll end up having to work.
Well no, it's good. One of our fellow wrestlers passed away during the lockdown back in April, and we're doing like a tribute show to him kind of thing, and I was like, you know what,
how can you still laugh while Willie's fucking,
I'm doing a heartfelt message here, and
well he went like this with his hand all stupid and blew my flame out like an idiot and he's lost.
You fucks can't be serious for 2 fucking seconds.
Are you kidding me, dude? My middle
name totally
was.
I know. That's why I called him out. I was being sensitive.
I appreciate
your
empathy, man.
No, I don't care. No.
Listen, bitches.
No, I'm just kidding. Go.
Listen, you're acting like I ignored
I
the
think
heartfelt
that's actually,
shit.
No. I think that's too. Actually, so
it.
You're doing it for like a memorial.
You talk like a fucking princess.
It's a memorial. Damn it. Why do you invite this guy over?
Because he's like me. Fuck. So anyway, so it's like a memorial.
It's
I
a
like
memorial
that.
Show, yeah. He was a good dude. And he was very young. He was like 40 years old. It's crazy, man. It just that shit. You know, it's like wrestling, man. It's like a fraternity, man. It's like a brotherhood. So when you lose somebody, it's like it really hits you
was
hard.
It like recently, or is this like a yearly thing?
No, dude, this happened. He passed back in April, I think.
I don't think people die yearly, Nate.
Well, no, like a yearly fucking memorial, dick.
No,
bag.
No. I mean, it probably will turn into something.
Oh, dick casters.
Now with the dick casters. Fantastic.
Dun, 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 no, that dun. Was Nate's Facebook comment.
Oh, yeah. Dickcasters. That was a good one.
Yeah.
These ones.
I like shitcasters, though. I think that really describes the show that we put on. The shitcasters.
So, Nate, don't eat any of those ones. I'll make another bag of the Hatch Chili ones.
We need to do... You can have your food conversations off air, you fucker.
I just don't want Tate to have to eat spicy ones and shit his ass, all right?
Shit his ass?
Oh, my God, that's aggressive.
Shit his ass.
No, Tate will die. Tate will die.
Why? Is there knee-deep water involved?
I'm gonna...
What? I didn't say he was gonna drown, you fuck.
I'm gonna say something on here that'll probably get me canceled. But I think Tay is the only black guy I know that doesn't like hot sauce.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, I've heard black people say that white people fair. Don't know what spicy is. Yeah. And Tay's like, fuck all y'all.
Yeah, spicy.
Tay thinks
Tay
I'm
is.
Nuts because I eat this shit on a day-to-day.
Tay, come here. Tay, pause the game. Come here.
Oh, shit. You can't interrupt the man's game. All
right, when you're done with that, we'll circle around.
You don't
want to
come be on the show, drink beers, and let's fucking have a good time?
I don't drink beer.
I mean, I guess, in a sense.
Yeah, he ain't wrong.
Yeah. He's just over there enjoying some video games. I can't blame him.
You know, it's nice that we finally got back together, though, man.
It's
been
no
a while.
Shit.
We haven't been able to sit down.
It's been like fucking years since me and Willie got to do this podcast.
Few,
I feel
a few weeks. I wouldn't see. I mean,
fear does
like,
a lot of things to a man, Matt.
Yeah. Wait, what? How the fuck did that?
He's scared.
Oh, he's scared.
Scared to come out.
He's scared. Oh yeah, I know.
We
well, it's because every time he comes in here, I shoot him with the old Nerf gun. That's why I had to settle it down.
I don't like
place.
That shit either.
You don't either, huh?
No.
Yeah, but it's, hey, man, I've only done it a couple times.
Ah, it's fine. It's all fun.
It ain't fucking fine, man.
Somebody gets shot in the dick.
It ain't fucking fine. Dude, no. I got shot in the dick the other day. It wasn't cool. It was with the shotgun.
You deserve it.
You know, well, you know, maybe. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. What?
But maybe you do.
But to be fair, maybe not the shotgun. I don't shoot people in the dick with that one. That thing is stupid. That welt just finally went away. It's a Nerf gun. That's not supposed to happen.
We need to figure out how to hook like a flame, whoa, like a pilot light at the end of it, and then soak them in like flammable liquid. So when the Antifa fucks come marching through our town,
well, I guess at least then you know it's not a real firearm. They can't.
I was wondering where you were going with that until you said Antifa fucks, and I was
dude,
like,
dude, they're Antifa fucks. I can take them out with the shotgun.
Oh, of course.
I'm gonna take him out with the regular Nerf guns. They're Antifa.
You could.
Would that be like a Nerf gun with tracer bullets then?
Bro, listen.
Yeah,
bro,
right, listen. Right.
The first time they come up and I pop out that little red Nerf rifle gun and I pop one in the head, they're gonna cry. They're gonna cry.
Probably.
I don't even need to light them on
fire.
Probably. Especially that one with the big spring in it, dude. You saw my arm. For a fucking a week and a half, 2 weeks or whatever it was, fucking
they'll shoot him in the forehead like, oh my god, it's fucking Trump's fault.
So for anyone who's ever played with a Nerf rifle gun, you know they're pretty cool for you know, out of the box. They're pretty cool little Nerf guns, right?
It's like Nerf guns for big kids.
Yeah, and so what we
did, says, I put gunpowder in it.
Was we that's next. So we put we put a hefty ass spring in one of them. They come with like an 8-kilogram spring. I put an 18-kilogram spring in it. And it's, well, you shouldn't let your kids play with it, is all I'm saying. Because I think I made Will's kid cry for a second.
But fire, though, you go ahead and let your kids
and then
play
I
with
let
that.
Him shoot me like 8 times with it, or however many times he shot me.
Fire is safer than Nerf guns.
Fire is safer.
I felt bad.
So you can call this episode Fire is Safer than Nerf Guns.
Well, the one that I have, yeah, maybe. That fucking dude, that little shotgun's almost lethal now.
Yeah.
You could put a fucking, listen, if you froze a paintball and put that shit in there, you could probably fuck somebody up hard.
I'm be honest, I'm a little retarded.
Mildly retarded.
I love that fucking.
What's that, Alex Jones?
Yeah, I love that.
Did he really say that? Because I didn't see the actual clip or nothing.
It was a joke. It wasn't like he was disagreeing with himself. He was just like making it funny.
Yeah.
Okay, because
making it funny.
Because all you see is like, you know, the liberal media or the liberal people spin it as if like, oh, this guy's really a fucking moron.
Added a crop to put on, No. He was just making it funny.
Yeah, because
and it was funny. And it, even the way they use it is hilarious.
I used to listen to Alex Jones before, like way back in the day.
They're intelligible. He's just crazy.
InfoWars.
He's knowledgeable.
He's just wild.
Seems like some of the stuff he talks about doesn't end up being true, and it really is just conspiracy. But some of the shit he's brought to light, though, is the thing.
Have you seen the episode where he's hanging out with Steven Crowder in downtown Austin?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, it smells like bum piss.
Yeah.
You smell that? That's bum piss.
So funny. It smells like bum piss.
That cracked me, dude. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I forgot about
bum
that.
Bum piss.
Smells like bum piss.
That's what we need to put on a shirt that you guys want to start doing.
Smells like bum piss.
Smells like bum piss.
That'd be a good one.
That would be a, that'd be a great shirt.
Dude, he would make a great...
TKO, you gotta be over here with the t-shirt ideas.
He would make a great How the Grinch Stole Christmas. He'd make a great one. Straight up, dude. I think it'd be awesome. His voice, how like loud and abrasive he is, would be great.
Very,
and he's so explosive.
Raspy too, that raspy.
Yeah. I love it. I can relate.
He's like, I swear.
You pretty much have the same voice.
I'm gonna be honest, I'm a little retarded.
I'm a little retarded. I swear to you, Joe, they're burning bodies in Bohemian Grove.
Yo, what happened to Space Force?
Space Wars.
Space Wars, what's going on?
Remember when Trump was elected and he said...
Space Force.
Space Force, yeah, that's the thing.
I thought you said Wars.
I'm a little buzzed, that's what
there was some fucking... There was
I'm
an
talking
ad
to curse
some
motherfuckers.
Not an ad, but a thing come across my Facebook talking about intelligent life on... Was it
Venus?
Yeah.
Yeah, Venus.
So, it's still like, dude, what is that? That's why there's Space Force. That's why they confirmed fucking UFOs is because they, like, legit are trying to fucking... Dude, they gotta be.
They're legitimizing the
space
force.
They're just now admitting that shit because of this.
The Cold War.
It's gotta be.
The Cold War never
it's
ended,
gotta
boys.
Be.
The Cold War never.
We were the first to the moon, but that shit never ended.
I believe in a lot of conspiracies, and this is kind of my own conspiracy. I just kind of was like, dude, okay, Space Force, fucking, oh, UFOs. Holy dude, shit, this, they're real. No intelligent life this on another new, planet. Yeah, no, I think, like, yeah. No, this, like, this they've new, known for a minute, and, like, we've all kind of known for a minute. That's why everyone wants to start
it's
right
like been a, it's been an unspoken
and
truth.
They wouldn't have let you do it if there was still aliens there. It's easy to move that shit before a date you preset on Facebook, you stupid fucks.
Dude, this new Call
infiltrate
of Duty coming out.
Every day, not one day wait. On Facebook and broadcast it, dummies. Stop posting to business like that on social media.
Yeah. Like I said,
I would have said April 21st and done it on the 22nd. Nobody to fucking know, dumb. Dumb! Anyway, here
like
we go.
I said, the Cold War never ended.
Right.
Well, and like, a lot of people have always felt that way, but what's kind of cool is that this new Call of Duty game that's coming out is called
Cold War, yeah.
And in the intro and the reveals and the trailers and all the shit they're dropping, like on Facebook, my shit's blowing up. It's all about the fact that it never ended, and like the discussions that are had about how it's never ended, and everybody knows it.
I pretty much.
Like, we were first in the move, but nobody found shit. So, like, did it end?
Yeah, I'm just intrigued because, like, I read that article, Matt, about Venus, and it's about a certain type of gas that is in the atmosphere.
You'll tag me in it. I haven't seen that yet.
But, yeah, dude, the gas
tag
is...
Tag it, hear it, too.
The gas is caused by rotting biological
like
tissue.
Right.
Biological tissue, and it's basically the
maybe
same...
that's where you go when you
like
die.
Plant life, or
hey,
plant life
man.
Or animal life.
I'm on Venus, bro. What if girls really go to Venus to get more penis?
Oh...
And we go to Mars.
Because we love candy bars?
Yes. Yes, we do. That's how we get the dad bods.
Or chicken wings.
Dude, alright, so if aliens are real, that actually
If
they are real, that would actually, like, renew my faith in a god.
What?
It would, because if aliens are real, then that means... It's a possibility that there's a god, right? Or a god, or gods.
If aliens are real, I don't believe in God anymore.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Like, what if aliens are God?
Yeah.
Well, exactly. That's kind of my point. We have, like, the same point, but in different aspects.
Yeah.
Exactly the same point.
Yeah, I think aliens are God. Or God.
Exactly,
God's
right,
alien.
Right,
yeah.
And that's my point, too, is that there's aliens, there is no God, because it's aliens.
As you all know, we drink on this show. Right.
Well, what if we want?
That's why all these are like walking upright, you know, gray, whatever the fuck, you know.
The grays?
Those ones are spicy. We gotta make the other.
There is a lot of weird shit about humans, though, that isn't included in all mammals. When all mammals have, like, certain of the same traits other than us.
Right.
Like bears, donkeys, horses, they all, like, cows, like, they all share a lot of the same shit. Until you get to humans.
Well, it's like chimpanzees, dude. Us and chimpanzees are so close.
Other than live birth, we don't share a lot of the same shit.
Man, I hope aliens are real. That would just bring out the inner child in me. I'd be happier and shit. Look at the... What if it's like Mars Attacks, though? They come down here...
I got plates right there, bud.
Oh. Whoops.
You fucking heathen.
I'm a fucking animal.
Like, I'm an animal, but you're a fucking heathen.
What if the, you know, the aliens come down and it's like Mars Attacks and they're all like, mark, mark, mark.
I'm gonna cook that other
bag. Hold on. There's a stack of paper plates next to the wings.
I know.
I haven't seen paper towels since I got here. Willie somehow gets fucking wings on paper towel, but no
one. I know.
You're a fucking alien.
Yeah.
I might be.
Willie's a fucking alien.
I'm making that other bag, too. Man.
I know, I heard you, bro. It's all good.
You got a lot of wings, don't you, not?
Well, we got, you know.
That was really bad grammar.
We got people here, buddy. Them are fucking good, too. Them ICs and
they
them
are pretty
ones.
Good.
Not
and then
so
I
bad.
Got Hatch chili ones, too. And then the other ones are regular, just they don't
want
to.
I
want to
know what the fuck Hatch chili is.
I don't really know, but
it's
good.
It's the chili you get from the inside, if you scrape the inside of a hard-boiled egg.
Sounds legit to me.
Yeah,
we'll go with it.
It's after the chicken hatches, or if you hard-boil it. You get more.
He's fucking retarded. I wish all you guys could have seen his face.
Right,
so
right.
Serious.
I'll be honest. I'm a little retarded.
His fucking face was so serious.
You gotta sell it, bro.
No, that's true, though.
You gotta
sell
it.
You gotta commit.
Yeah.
You gotta commit.
Yeah, can't be shy.
I don't know if I can say that without laughing, though.
That's why I'm good. That's why I'm good, yeah. Dude.
Like, I got some pretty good bearing on a lot of shit. Like,
when you talk, like Mike Tyson.
What was that meme you seen earlier about Mike Tyson?
Oh, yeah.
Red fifth, blue fifth, one fifth. No, how'd it go? One fifth, two fifth, red fifth, blue fifth.
It's the tone of his voice. That makes it so fucking funny.
You know what I think? I think I could take on Roy Rhodes Jr. and just knock him out first round.
I wish that was his real voice.
I've been hitting the bag quite hard. I think I could take out Roy Jones Jr. real easy. It's just one punch.
Yo, honestly, on a real note, he's gonna knock that motherfucker out.
No, dude, I was watching the videos, man.
Roy Jones is like not even training that hard. Mike Tyson's like knocking out teenagers and shit.
Knocking out teenagers? Yeah,
that's kind of fucked.
Well, no, he's hitting hard, bro. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, he's hitting hard as fuck. He's beating up the whole ass gym. Roy Jones is like swinging like he's
still old. Got it though, dude. After all these years, that motherfucker still got it.
Oh, he hits like a
just
fucking
got
fight.
It.
He hits like a
I wouldn't
want to
fuck with either of those guys.
Honestly, dude.
Why wouldn't either? I'm not a boxer.
Well, in my opinion,
but damn,
Mike Tyson never stopped training. You know what I mean?
He's
gonna fucking kill him in the first round. Him out cold. Probably fuck him up bad.
I'm sorry, Mike Tyson. If you catch wind of this, please don't fight me. Come be on the podcast. I want to see you win this fight.
Yo, that'd be fucked up. Mike Tyson shows up at my fucking house with a tiger.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna lie.
His hands.
If Mike Tyson showed up here, I'd probably shit a little bit and pee on myself.
I'd
fight him if I had to, because I'm not a bitch, but I know I'm not gonna make it out.
Right. I would do it just because, even if we were friendly, I'd be
like, yeah, I mean, it would be a hell of a story to tell. Be like, he showed up to my apartment, what was I gonna do?
He's all being nice and shit, you fight him.
They're all like, bullshit, it never happened, and Mike Tyson's like, bullshit, I did it! Please don't hurt me if you ever hear this!
Fuck, man, that shit's funny.
I heard this motherfucker talking on a podcast.
He's pretty good at it. He's pretty fucking good.
He's fantastic.
It's pretty good, dude.
He said his buddy, he fight Mike Tyson. I think, oh no. He ain't gonna fight Mike Tyson. He's stupid. He thinks he's gonna fight Mike Tyson.
He's stupid.
Yeah,
he's fucking stupid.
Oh, shit. No, man,
that was great.
I'm not kidding, man. Like, I'm actually kind of stoked to see this go down. Listen.
We should order the fight.
If somebody wants to show Mike Tyson this podcast,
it's rescheduled November 20th.
I'm willing to take
what
the risk.
What we should do? We should all throw in money and
it was supposed to be last weekend, but it's September 12th. But they put it back to November 20th, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
November 12th.
That gives them more time to fucking.
I know it's November.
I was listening to him and Joe Rogan talk about it. They were going to postpone it for some. Now I can't
Roy Jones,
remember, dude.
Because Roy Jones didn't realize how serious this shit is.
Oh yeah,
he's like, oh shit, I need more time.
I think it was both on both parts that they just it should be a little bit more time.
I think he don't need it. I think
it's
he mutually was like, Roy, you need more time. Because I've seen Roy's
and everything else.
Dude, compare the training videos right now, and you'd be like, Roy Jones fucking fucked up.
Oh, I know. I know.
He's like,
well, the thing was is they it was supposed to be a couple different fighters before it landed on Roy Jones Jr.
Right.
And so it's not like Roy Jones had near the time to prepare.
He does not look ready for it.
Say, who you got, bud, for the fight, man?
Fuck them fights.
Fuck them fights?
No, the boxing, man. Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones. What's you thinking?
He said fuck them.
God damn, it's fucking with me, bro. Look just like Chucky and shit.
Did you say Chucky?
Chucky? Excuse me, long ass man.
From the Rugrats? From the fucking what?
From the Rugrats? For real?
Where the fuck did that come from, Tay?
This motherfucker looks like Chucky's. Oh,
how long did you wait to say that, bro? How fucking long did you wait to say that?
I've been saying that shit to me since that shit.
Do, 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 do.
Holy fuck.
For real though, who you who you think's gonna win? Jesus. Roy Jones.
Oh,
Roy
my
Jones
God.
Versus Mike Tyson. Who you got?
Roy Jones versus Mike Tyson.
Yeah, the big boxing match of the fucking century.
I don't know, man.
Watch the training videos and tell me who you think's gonna win.
I will laugh if they both knock each other the fuck out.
I think Roy Jones Jr. is gonna get his ass knocked the fuck out in the first round. Is what I think. I think he's gonna get rope a doped a few times. He's gonna get thwacked right in the face. He's gonna fall right over.
Thwack.
He's gonna fall. I don't even know if he says that.
The laughter.
Sounds like it.
It works.
If he ever hears this, he's gonna hurt me.
Oh, you're fucked.
Sounds like he says it.
I gotta buy a fucking tiger. I need backup.
Fuck. Definitely sounds like he says it.
Here's what I gotta do is I gotta buy a tiger. I gotta buy a tiger. And I gotta
easy
have
Joe.
It's gotta be.
Easy Joe.
It's gotta be a kitten, so he becomes friends with Bug, right? So he knows we're all friends.
Matt, you're right on the verge of becoming Joe Exotic, dude.
You know? Oh no. Hold just on. One. Just one. I need it for protection. I think, as long as I have enough time for this tiger to reach maturity, it might be able to take on Tyson.
I have a question though. Does that technically make Mike Tyson the original Tiger King?
I don't know. He probably didn't own the first tiger, bud. I've been on that shit for years.
Well, Joe Exotic didn't own the first tiger.
He probably fucking owned some of the most, goddamn. Mm-hmm. The shit. Mm. What's funny, though, is that he wasn't really king of those fucking tigers, man. Half of them were sedated and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they weren't. He was no Tiger King.
Right. Like, fuck.
Mm. This girl hit me up, but she's wearing a Boston Bruins hat, so she must have me fucked up.
Nate would be the only guy to deny pussy because of a fucking team
right,
on her hat.
Fucked up.
What the fuck?
I'd probably do the same if some bitch walked in with a Penguins jersey on. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. This ain't gonna work.
The fuck out of here, Flurry.
This ain't working.
Right.
This ain't working.
The fuck out of here, Malpy.
Fuck that.
Straight up.
I need another beer.
Wear a Gins jersey in my fucking house.
What about you, Willie?
I'm good.
He's allergic to a good time.
I'm allergic.
Yeah, this fucking guy don't want two rounds. He only wants fucking one.
He can't hardly make it past one double two.
Hey, man, I did slow my drinking down quite a bit, so it don't take much for me now.
No, yeah, we can tell.
Yeah, it don't take much for me. It's good, though. You know what? I think my liver feels better.
Yeah, I think it does.
I think.
I'm not sure. I haven't talked to it in a while.
Quitters never win, and winners never quit.
Fucking A, bud. Cheers.
Am I double fisting now, boys?
I'm a terrible influence.
No, you're good. This is fantastic.
He does have a whole ass beer.
I'm back to my Irish.
Really
self.
Does like to use two hands.
No, he really does have a whole ass beer.
Two whole ass beers now.
Yeah.
That means you gotta drink them both before they get warm.
Is that what Dos Equis mean?
We're gonna hell yeah.
That's gonna happen. This is what I'm gonna do.
Slam it.
No. Psh.
Same time.
Yeah!
Be a G.
There you go, dude. Nah, be a Willy.
I got a regular and I got
a
mango.
Be a Willy McG!
McG?
Fuck a mango beer.
A McDG? I don't know how the fuck you want me to say it.
Are we a little fruity for drinking it?
Well, you're fruity.
Not a mango beer.
Now, wait a minute, Matt.
You're all flowing and shit. Double fisting. Oh, using both hands.
Oh.
That shit was so fucking funny, Joe. Because that's the fastest way. Oh, we can't say that shit.
Well, you know.
But that was so fucking funny, dude.
Well, you got playing on the screen some old school hip hop, huh?
That's a good
deal. We got some NWA on there?
Well, Matt's got the shit turned down to fucking going to bed quiet.
Going to bed quiet?
Right, so we can fucking hear on the shitcaster's shit show.
The shitcaster shit show.
To the shit show.
Welcome to the toilet bowl.
This is probably the funniest one.
We've had some dingers.
Some humdings.
You know. I do pretty good.
You see that comment? Oh, so we can't joke about throwing pedophiles out of fucking whirlybirds. I'll leave this world behind.
You know, I can't tell if people are being serious or if they're fucking with me or what
fuck
they're
that
doing.
Guy.
I don't know.
Maybe if he's just bad at sarcasm, we give him the benefit of the doubt. Why are you on Facebook?
Well, if he's bad at anything, fuck him. Let him figure it out. You ain't got to explain it to him.
I mean,
your name ain't teacher.
It's like, is it your first time on Facebook, bud? I've seen fucking more fucking adult jokes on The Amazing World of Gumball.
Shit.
They got some good ones.
That show's pretty good for a kid's show. I dig it.
It's fucking like dumber than shit, but it's hilarious. And like, for real, it's dumber than shit, but it's
man,
hilarious.
I'm serious. I keep thinking about that Lions loss this weekend, man. I'm getting pissed every time I...
I told you.
Oh, fucking... man. 2020's getting back to normal, boys.
Told you, they're good at throwing.
I had a few people talking so much shit to me on there, and I was trying to defend the Lions. Like, nah, fuck you.
I support it, but I told you. I was like, dude, I was like, I want them to win, but they are so good at fucking it up.
They are very good at being losers.
It's 29,000-0. There's a minute and a half left in the fourth quarter. They lose by three.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
What the fuck?
Honestly, though, I predicted that the Lions would win by a field goal.
The other team's not even allowed to touch a ball that much, and they still do. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
Dude, that was the most disappointing shit. Maybe not the most, but like, pretty fucking disappointing.
Dude, if the Lions are going to win, they're going to have to make a whole new set of fucking rules. Like, two-hand touch or something.
The Lions are going to have to play flag
football. You got to tackle me twice for me to be down.
Right. I get a mulligan every first down.
I take the team off the longest yard before I took them right now.
The Lions are the kids that sit in the back of the bus of the NFL.
Yeah. Because I'm going to be honest, they're a little retarded.
Whoa now.
Holy shit.
That is not politically correct. Obviously, on this show, we are very politically correct and care about everybody's feelings.
Yeah.
So does my mother.
Someone.
I
bet that fucking cat over there, who's only met like
six
people.
No, that cat don't give a fuck.
I bet he cares more about fucking everybody's fucking feelings than we do.
Oh, he probably cares more about the fucking Lions than we do.
He probably does.
Yeah, because I mean,
he's like, somebody said lion.
He's
where
a cat? So yeah, he likes the Lions and the Bengals.
Feline species.
And the Panthers. Bengals, Panthers, and Lions are Bugs
favorite. He's like, I got love for the kitties.
Oh, fuck. What are we doing, boys? What are we doing
here? Is he with the Afro Man? Batman?
You know, this is the only thing we can...
45!
It's the only thing we can do right now while the world burns, so... Fucking
literally.
Look at this guy.
Yo, you guys see my fishing pictures earlier about the sky?
Oh, this fucking guy in the sky catching fishies.
No, did you look through those pictures? Look at this.
Yeah, no.
There's a guy in the sky, bud?
No, look at...
There's two guys in the sky.
Look at the sky from the smoke. Oh, shit. Look how it's like... The sky is like so... Look how much the clouds pop.
Well, at least one of us over here is...
It's the California fires, dude. Watch.
Oh, is that what's fucking it up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the pictures of that, dude? It looks like the...
Look at the sky, dude.
Oh, shit,
that was at noon.
That looks sweet, though.
Isn't it cool as fuck?
That's why the sun looks the way
it does,
bro.
The sun, bro, this morning?
How cool it looks.
Yep.
Like, you can almost look at it and it doesn't fuck your eyes up.
Yeah. That's weird. Me and Tay were looking at it and I was like, that's gotta be the moon because it ain't bright. And then I'm like, no, for real.
You know what's funny? That's what my cousin said this morning.
Because, like, I was fucking, like, well, I was high, you know? And I'm looking at it, I'm like, that's gotta be. I've never been able to look at the sun like that. And then I thought about
it. Dude,
it's
crazy shit, bro.
Like, yeah. I mean, with this.
Well, you guys see that picture, right? Dude, the sky was silver, bro.
It's sweet.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, it was really cool. It was really surreal to be in the boat, but like, it felt crazy because I was like, bro. I told him, I was like, I've seen overcast, I've seen winter sky, I've seen, you know,
but I've never seen this.
But I've never seen a gray sky so solid. I was like, I have. It's overcast, but you don't see cumulus clouds below it.
Right.
Like the sky should be blue, because like you can tell by the type of clouds that are actually there. The sky should be blue. Like, you look at that picture, those are blue sky clouds.
Yeah.
But the sky was fucking gray.
Yeah, that is weird, dude.
Oh, it was like silver gray. It was so bright.
It's so crazy that you can see it here in Michigan, and I mean, that's on the other side of the country.
Like the sun, man.
Literally
the polar
opposite
other
side.
Yeah.
We're like adjacent to each other.
Insane.
Complete opposite side of the country.
It's crazy because if you've seen the pictures, man, it literally looks like the fucking apocalypse.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Did you see the one with the UPS truck where it's just glowing?
Yeah, red? Dude. What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's like end of days
over
there. Yeah, it
looked like fucking Halloween.
That is the craziest shit, dude. I mean, what it was, they said it happened from a gender reveal party?
That is why you do not allow pedophilia. Because the world will burn.
Well, you know...
That was one of the funniest memes I've seen. It said pedophilia was made legal in California, and God said, fuck that.
Yeah, I've seen that shit.
Well, what, I heard a gender reveal.
With like an extra
couple
couple of U's in the word.
You know what's funny about that? It's not funny, but what's funny about that is like 2 weeks ago, we blew up 10 pounds of Tannerite for a gender reveal.
You did?
Yeah.
Damn.
I got the video.
That's because you're smart, though. There's a difference between stupid people and smart people. But the like that whole that pedophilia thing, legalized pedophilia over there. So it's something. If you look into the law, it's where you gotta really do your research. But it's something about letting the judges make more discretion towards it. Like so, like, and it's more like apparently it's something to do with the LGBT community too. Like so, basically, like.
I think it's
if you're
man
14,
boy.
Yeah, something.
It's
I don't,
man
I didn't,
boy. I don't think it's male on female. Or
like
female on female,
and it reduces your sentence for
and
being a sex
offender.
And I think
it's a discriminatory, highly discriminatory law because it's really only affecting young boys.
Ready?
As far as I've seen.
Hold up.
It's nothing that I can.
Check
I,
this
I
shit
can't
out.
I don't know.
We
have to look at it more, but that's fucked.
What's this?
Gender reveal.
This is like the fire?
No, no, this is me and my buddies.
Oh, this is you guys.
Check this shit out. This is a shitty video, but it should be alright.
You fucking got some Tanner
I wish,
over there?
I wish we could have some, like, visuals so people could see this shit, too.
Right, right.
Oh, hell yeah. So I'm guessing they're having a boy.
Yeah. Dude, it's so far away.
We play that shit. I gotta see.
That's pretty sweet. That's pretty sweet.
You have no idea how far away that was.
That's insane, though, dude. Right. I need to get some Tanner right.
Me and my buddy shoot this shit all the time. Not trying to name names, but you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
I got a cool Tannerite story.
Yeah? What you got?
Well, we were at the gun range one day, and there was a bunch of us, dude. I'm talking, like, probably 10 of us. And we had a,
Holy shit, that's badass.
That's a big one, dude.
So we had we had this fold-out table, and everybody put their guns on there. Boom, boom, boom. Clips, magazines, ammo. Everything on there, and everyone's like, all right, boys and girls, pick a gun, choose your ammo, go to the range. So everybody was like sharing their firearms. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, I got to shoot so many different guns, dude. AK-47s, the AR-15s, the other shits. At the end of this thing, and it was for like a buddy of mine's buddy's friend or something.
Those hard-boiled egg wings are,
you tell a story, bro.
They're up in 19.
Yeah, thanks for completely going to the left angle on that one.
Oh, I just wanted to let him know we got the egg wings.
So, we get this zombie, this life-size zombie, Nazi
what?
Zombie dummy, dude. It was a target. It was like a dude. It was like a real person. It was a Nazi zombie. Like from the Call of Duty game.
Right.
Like a scarecrow kind of?
Yeah, dude, yeah. And when you shoot it, it bled. Like, there's blood in it. It was
no
cool.
Way.
I've seen those, actually. Yeah. I used to have a bow target like that, but it was only a torso.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I used to
and in the middle of it, like, the chest part's hollowed out.
Yep.
We put a thing of Tannerite in there.
Oh, dope.
And everybody's shooting at it, like, the first one to, like, hit the Tannerite wins
right.
Or something.
Right.
Everybody's just sitting there. Bop,
first
bop,
of all,
bop, bop.
Who had the first shot and why didn't they fucking hit it?
Yeah, I don't know. It was just kind of a fun finale thing. Like, everybody just up and shoot. So everybody's shooting at the same time.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, the fucker just boom! Fucking zombie guts everywhere. It's fucking
cool. I love that shit, man.
It was fucking cool.
When it booms big enough to shake your bones, man, it should get
yeah,
your dick hard.
It's a nice little boom there. Yeah. Really, it's a nice little...
What is it big enough? What if it's...
Listen. So I was at the range in North Branch, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Byers?
Yeah. Yeah, Byers Road or Woods Lake Road, technically, I think.
Yeah, but it's right off of Byers.
Yeah. So then we was at the shooting range, man, and I was like fucking 10, 11 years old, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm fucking like shooting my fucking, you know, getting used to my, I was a youth Mossberg 500, right?
Oh, nice.
I love a good Mossy. I love a good Mossy.
And,
Mossy
oh, had the
that
trigger,
bitch shoots
man,
straight
light,
and true, man.
It's a good gun, man. It's a good
dude,
gun.
Rattly ass chamber on it.
It is, too.
Yeah.
It is, buddy.
Loud as shit.
Yeah, but, it's a good one.
I always had to hold it like when I would hunt with it. I would like literally rock my hand to the left while holding the stock.
Yeah.
So that it, or the slide so that it wouldn't make any noise and I'd slide it real slow. Cause other dude, it's loud as fuck. That gun is rattling.
I don't know if I showed you my Mossberg. I have fiber optic sights on it.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
They're fucking nice.
Mine weren't, but I wanted them so bad, but then my dad was like, you probably shouldn't buy them because you're going to get a new shotgun that's going to be for your size when you get older. Put money into that.
I like a shotgun.
So, but like, I want my Remy. I want to do that to the Express. I want to attack that out. But...
What you need to do is buy a new stock for it, dude.
Yeah,
I've seen it done. A black, black, nolly, poly.
I want pistol grip.
Polyurethane.
No, not poly.
I want pistol grip, adjustable nylon. Stock.
Oh.
I want pistol grip with adjustable Kevlar. Stock. Right.
Uh huh.
And then I want to have just the black.
Probably stock, carbon.
But no, so I'm at the range, man, and I'm fucking, we're shooting the shotgun. My brother's got a 16 gauge. It was a break barrel 16 gauge hammerless. You know what I'm saying? With Zebra steel.
Single barrel? Crack barrel?
It was old as shit, yeah. Old as shit. There was no safety, no fucking hammer.
Right? Yeah, fuck. Nah. You don't put a bolt in it unless you're ready to shoot the motherfucker.
Yeah. No joke.
Yeah.
No joke.
Is it 16 gauge?
Yep.
That motherfucker's hurt.
Oh, damn. Old 16 gauge.
Yeah. They're actually really rare guns, dude.
Yeah, no,
He's
for sure.
He's still got it. Dude, if we go out shooting one day, I'll see if we can get it.
That's
dude,
a fucking...
It is so hard to find slugs for that, though.
Well, like, he sold it. The thing was, he sold it, and his buddy that bought it, another friend was like, bought it off of him when he was going to sell
it. Then he realized he couldn't buy
it. To bring it back to Travis.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no.
No, like, he bought it, and the guy just hardly ever used it. He used other guns.
They're really hard to find ammo for.
He bought it just because he wanted it.
Right.
Just because it was such a cool
gun. It would be a cool...
They're rare.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be
And then he was like, I never shoot it. I need money. And he was going to sell it, but he didn't get a hold of my brother. So my brother's friend saw it, and he goes, no, I'm buying it, because I know Travis would love to have that back. Right. So, But at least I think that's how it happened. But... So, like, he was out there shooting that one. It's badass gun. We got to shoot it sometime. When we were shooting that one, my 20-gauge getting all sighted in, so we go hunting,
I love a good 223.
And this guy had a fucking M1 Grand.
I think everybody loves a good 223.
This guy had a fucking M1 Grand, dude. And then some other crazy, like, fucking 50 cal with this big-ass muzzle brake, right?
I'm a big fan of those, like,
and
World
I'm
War
sitting
II.
Here, dude, oh, no. The M1 was insane.
Oh, M1 Grand?
Dude. No, he let me shoot it. I was like 10. It was a wallop.
Or a carbine?
Dude, it was a wallop for a fucking 10-year-old.
That fucking blew your shoulder out.
But
didn't
the fucking
I
want 50
a,
cal.
I want a, what is it called? A Gweiser? A Gweiser? Something like the German rifle of an M1 Grand?
The Growler.
I think it's
a Growler.
It's something like that, like Gweiser or something like that.
I was used to shooting my fucking 20
It's a semi-auto Car 98, basically.
With no earplugs and shit, right? Like, just no earplugs shooting my 20 gauge. And this motherfucker's got this 50 cal, this giant muzzle brake next to me, dude, and he fucking blasts it off, and I, like, had some ringing in my ears, and I'm like,
Jesus.
God damn, it scared the fuck out of me, man, because I was just young. So that's why that guy was like, dude, he's like, come over here and check this out, because I was like, what the fuck was that? That's got to be crazy. So he had me shooting his M1 Grand. I didn't shoot that 50 cal, because I was afraid of that then, but I shot that M1 Grand, and that was like, one of the coolest... Oh.
So, like, I was at the gun range one day. It's a pretty cool story, too. And me and a couple of my buddies, we're down at the far end of the range, and we're just doing our shit. We have our little pistols and our little Mazins and shit like that. And this older gentleman, dude, probably like 70, right, comes up, and he has this big sack, and he's like, hey, you guys mind if I set something up down
here? That's why I love the range.
Right. Well, this guy was really cool. I'm like, yeah, you want to, like, because it was the more impure
side. Hold
on,
so you're telling me a man walked up to you with a... With a duffel bag full of guns and nobody died?
Oh, right? Yeah, right?
That happened?
Welcome to the true America.
Holy shit.
But this guy, it wasn't even
He let you shoot them?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
Well, listen, it wasn't even a duffel bag of guns. He just had a duffel bag. He's like, can I set some up down here? I'm like, well, sure.
Full of guns.
We're like, cool. So he pulls out, it's like turf, dude. Like football field turf, but it's like a little strip. He rolls it out.
I think all you guys were asking to get shot that day.
Is it for his rifle?
Walking in there with guns.
Well, listen, dude, this story gets better. And then he comes over with another bag, or that same bag, and he unzips it.
Pulls out a 300. A
fucking tripod. Pulls out this weird tripod. It's like, boom, boom, right?
Windbag Express.
Me and my buddies were sitting there looking at him. We're like, what the fuck's up with this guy? What is he doing? Comes back with another bag, and he kind of...
Sandbags?
No, they were like a duffel
bag. Have you tried one of these?
I don't want one.
I figured you like truly.
Well, listen. Dude, he unzipped his duffel bag and he kind of gives us this look. Like, you about to shit your pants. Pulls this fucking 50 caliber anti-aircraft mounted fully automatic machine gun, bro. Like, and I'm not talking about, oh, this is an AR-15, it's a machine gun. No, you fucking uneducated swine.
Hey, I shot a 50 cal. I know what you mean. 50
caliber machine gun. Yeah, exactly what you would have fired in the army. I'm sorry, the Marine. Oh. I am sorry.
Even Dano would be mad at you right now.
The Marines.
Even Dano would be mad at you right now. Dano, I hope you're listening so you know how bad Will fucked up.
I'm sorry. I've been drinking.
You better hope Dano didn't fucking hear that.
Anyways, so...
I'm going to tell him.
He mounts this gun onto the tripod, bro. And we're just like, me and my buddies literally jaw dropped, looking at each other, shit our pants. Didn't... Like, and this old man has his grandkids there, of course, you know. So he's like, ah, we're going to bring it. Then he comes over
with these... luckiest grandkids ever!
Dude, they come back with these fucking, like... He has the ammo canisters. And he sets them down. And they're belt fed, dude. Fucking pops the top. Slams it in. And we're like, what in the fuck? Cool, whatever. And he's like... And he tells his grandkids, he's like, let it rip, boys. You know.
Are they young or are they your guys' age?
They were like teenagers. So, no, we were adults at the time. But... And, like... And next thing you know, dude, and everybody at this point, everybody at the gun range is just staring in awe, right? And I'm like, holy shit!
So what is the gun that I have, the Nerf gun? What is it, P90?
Yeah, the P90, that's what it looks like.
Oh, the blue one?
Dude.
Well, hang on, let me finish my damn story. Yeah, go on. So he fucking...
P90s are bad as fuck.
They are, I want one.
Yeah, me too.
So he does that, right? The first grandkid runs right through an entire fucking 150-round fucking belt, right? Dude grabs another one, slaps it down. There's thousands of dollars right there, right?
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, one 150 cal cart is $5.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know it or not.
Yeah, that guy...
They're $5
this
piece.
This guy had about 300... Nope.
That's wild.
About 400... He had about 500 rounds
all together. When I shoot my buddy, I buy him by the box of 10. It's 50 for 10.
Yeah, dude, it was ridiculous. His other grandkid comes, slaps it in, boom, boom. And I mean, you know, it's at the pit. You know, you guys know where the pit is.
I can't really let them do that.
So it's fucking sand, right?
Where
so
at?
The pit.
The pit where?
I don't want to say it out loud. Well, we don't need to. The pit. One of those, okay? It was one of those.
Anyway, that one?
Yes. Okay. And then it starts hitting the dirt, right? And it's just a fucking sandstorm at this point.
You're allowed like, holy to shoot shit. There. It's completely
no, close. Yeah, it is. And then, and then the dude loads another fucking canister, like fucking thing up. Boom, bang, boom. Looks at me and my buddy. He goes, "You guys want to finish this one off?" We legit was like, if a girl was like, "Do you want to see my boobs?" And you're right. Just like shaking your head up and down, like, "Uh huh, bro." That was the most exhilarating gun I've ever held in my hands, dude.
Right.
And I mean, you're not really holding it in your hands. You're just fucking. You have the And then there's a lever in the middle. You know, you're holding that on the side.
Yeah. Like, it's insane.
They mount that shit on the side of helicopters, bro. That's fucking awesome. Yeah. Fucking awesome.
Dude. So, the same range, if you're talking about the same one I'm asking, that's all I was trying to say. Are we thinking of the same one?
Anti-aircraft, though, that's not a 50. That's a 20 millimeter. Right?
No.
There's... It depends on fucking it when they were made and shit. There's
I'm
a lot of
sure
different
ones.
Well, AA is 20 mil.
Well, I don't know what he's talking about.
It could be.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
No.
My buddy who has a decal, they've been recently talking about buying one of those.
Yeah, no. I mean,
that's the only reason I know that.
Well, that's a half inch. 50 right. cal's half inch.
Right.
So
yeah, I know.
20 millimeter.
Right.
So there's the gun range. And I remember I asked you the fucking Nerf gun, right? So the P90, I think, what is it, 9 mil?
The P90, it's technically
it is 9 mil.
It's a submachine gun too. So
this fucking
dude, it's a top load mag.
This
dude
I used to work with. This dude I used to work with. We went up there. It was me and
it was like 45 rounds.
Well, I think it was Julia, that girl that I was like seeing for a minute.
Oh, the one that
Julia.
Yeah, but this was back when I worked at Moldmaster. So like when I was like 19. So we went to the shooting range, right? And again, that's when I still had that Mossberg 500, but.
Ain't nothing better than a good mossy.
But so homeboy's like, he's like, oh, you're really going to like this. Dude, and that's what he pulled out was that fucking P90.
Really? He had a P90?
He was fucking blasting it.
Was it a fully auto?
And he was shooting pretty fucking
fast.
I want to shoot
a G36.
Well, then fully auto.
This is damn near 10 years ago.
I want to shoot either FN SCAR or a G36.
Ooh, well, the SCAR, yeah.
But both very expensive guns. both like, over 3K.
That was badass, but like we were talking about the fucking machine guns earlier, bro. So, alright. So this is military story. But so like, and all you fuckers are probably gonna give me shit because I was only a reservist, lick butt, half
hey, hold
you.
On, don't.
For the most part.
Don't sell yourself short.
Most part, none of y'all wouldn't have even enlisted, so eat my ass. Then when we would go to the range, man, like, they would have us shoot, like, different shit, you know? Well, you know, when you do, like, the, what is it, well, now and again we do the M203s, which were cool as shit, because it looks like a giant Cheeto
the
puff.
The new
film! Well, it looks like a giant Cheeto puff, right? And you get so many, like, okay, so it doesn't really matter, per se, how many, like, Marines there are, like... You just get, like, a certain amount of them, and you only get, like, a couple shots per Marine. So whatever's left, you know what I mean? We still have to shoot it all.
Right.
We still have to shoot it all.
That'd be fun, though. Right? I mean, fuck.
There can't be any save rounds, whatever.
Don't gotta tell me twice.
So when you get to, like, the end of it, right, when you're all done, like, shooting whatever's left, they'll be like, all right, whoever got the best fucking shit, come over here and fucking shoot them. So we're gonna shoot off extra shit. Same thing with it, what are the, I don't even remember what they're fucking called now, I smoke too much weed. oh shit, okay, so there's like, it's the 7.62 and the 223, it's virtually the same gun, they're just chambered different.
What are you talking about?
Machine gun.
No, so, a 7.62?
There's a 7.62, one's a 7.62 and one's a 223.
For what?
It's a... I'm trying to fucking think of what the goddamn gun's called, and I'm fucking having trouble right now.
And it's 2.2 and 7.6?
AK-47?
There's
well,
no...
Well, 2.2
no, no.
two and 5.5...
Machine guns.
2.2 and 5.5 chamber together.
A light machine gun is what you're saying, right?
2.2 and 5.5 chamber
two
together.
2.2 and 5.56, that's an M16.
Right,
but
well, it's a bunch
M249?
Of guns.
But, exactly. M240 and M249. Yes.
Oh, the
so,
big bitch.
I said machine gun.
The light machine gun, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not
it is a big bitch,
earlier,
though.
Remember earlier when he said, not your AR-15, and now you're comparing it to it? That's the problem.
No, I wasn't comparing it. I was asking.
No, you were like, 223 and 5.56.
My buddy Frank used to carry an MG, dude.
But the fucking, what did you even just say? I already forgot it again, man.
Well, I said 2.2 and 5.5 chamber together.
M240, okay.
M240.
Oh, okay. So M240 and M249. The M240, I believe, is a 7.62. The M249, I believe, is a 223. They're fully automatic. They come with two barrels. You have to swap them bitches
out. Yeah,
because
they get hot, right? They'll fucking
warp
on you.
These are the coolest shit ever in California where you're lighting the hills on fire with them, just shooting out there, right?
Hey,
you
whoa.
All these extra
you can't put California on fire in a city right now.
Hey, this was before all this happened. It wasn't my fault. This was in 2012. Yeah. So, or no, sorry. 2014 when I was there. 2012 was a different...
It's actually funny. He said, get the fuck out of here.
I don't mean to interrupt your story, but we were talking about Pete Davidson earlier, and he just pops up.
Yeah. He goes, have you guys ever tried to buy fucking drugs? They're like, right. They look at him, he goes, listen, go back outside, figure out your fucking plan, come back in, try again.
Right. but like, dude, so they would give us, like, whatever fucking extra... Like, if you were, like, the top shots, whatever, like, yeah. They would be like, all right, we got enough of these rounds. Even in drill and shit, like, we gotta shoot off these rounds. So there would, like, kind of be, like, brackets at the end, you know what I mean? Bullshitting.
No, were you doing this?
Like, brackets, did you just fucking blast off rounds? But, dude, some of that shit was so fucking fun. The M240, right? You gotta, like, you shoot with a partner, right? At the range, you shoot with a partner, like, somebody lays on your back and shit, and, like, shoots your elevation for you.
Okay.
While you're cranking, like, left and right. It's fucking... That'd and you fun. Gotta have two people, so even with the tripod, dude, like, it'll push you. They're insane, bro. Oh, full automatic. It was, like, you could see, like... So, like, I can't remember how many rounds. Like, we didn't load them. We didn't load our boxes. There was 200 rounds in each one, but, like, we didn't load them.
So you have another guy loading
whatever
for you?
We would just get the boxes. Right. So, armory, whatever, but they... So, I think... I can't remember if it's 1 every 10 or, like, 1 every 4 or some shit. It was a trace around. We were shooting because we would do, like, the night fire and shit. It was dope, dude, because, like, every couple shots, you see this fucking, like, round come through. Like, it's a trace around, but I don't... Like, if it shoots fast enough, dude, You've seen the videos. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it almost looks like goddamn laser beams.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But doing it. Do it. It's insane.
Yeah, it's a whole nother feeling.
Especially when you get to, like, watch you, like, I just lit that hill on fire.
That's fucking cool.
Like, but the M203 rounds, the M203, they're fucking insane. Like,
grenade?
The M203 yeah, grenade launcher. Like, so, like, yeah. I've never shot the real, like, legit M203 round. We'd always use the practice rounds.
Right.
And, bro, it's like a fucking giant plastic round, but yeah. When it explodes, it's a Cheeto puff.
That's awesome.
It's like a giant cloud orange shit, dude. That's it's so cool. Beautiful.
Cheeto puff.
I'm down with
that. We're using Cali. They got, like, broke down different shit out there if you just
right.
shoot at. Like,
right.
There's, like, old trucks and
well,
shit.
Well, that's
like,
what happens when a state is run by Democrats.
So you just fucking... Oh, no, it's military. It's military.
I'm sorry. No, I just had to sneak that in there, though.
Well, this is true. Well, actually, hey, listen. They're way strict on their vehicles over there in Cali, bro. If you were to take your truck to Cali right now, you'd have to do a bunch of work doing
that's the driving. Problem with Democrats is they want everybody to be free, but they want rules on everything.
Oh, yeah.
But you like, can have dude, guns, but they can only shoot two rounds at a time.
We're, like, taking turns. They're like, hey, we got an extra fucking 8 rounds. You guys want to blast these off? So we're, like, taking turns to see if we can hit this truck.
Just having fun.
Like, yeah.
That is fucking cool, dude.
Cool. Yeah, like, it's still all training, but, like, there's sometimes you get to do that shit. You know what I mean? If there's extra rounds, you get to do that shit.
That's cool.
But, dude, it's a lot of fun, man. Them fucking machine guns are insane. Like, I watched this dude shoot, like, you get, like, blank rounds, and you gotta put a baffle, like, whatever. Not a baffle, but it's like a... It seals off the end of your barrel. Because when you have a blank, the round builds up the gas behind it. That's what chambers the next round, right?
Yep.
So, like, when it's a blank, there's no round in there, so the gas is expelled instantly. You got to put this little thing that screws on the end. I can't remember what it's called. It slides over your muzzle brake, and then you screw it in. It seals off the barrel so that it'll chamber the next blank. Well, like, dude, I'm watching this, dude. We have, like, stupid fucking, like, they're not stupid. It's like, you know, you got to get used to people, like, shooting a gun at you. Without actually killing you. So don't run in at people and shit. Like
that would make me uncomfortable.
Like you like literally... Oh, well, it does at first. It does it for... When you play laser tag, you ever watch that fucking... The Clint Eastwood movie where they're playing laser tag with the M16s. That's a real thing. You wear a vest. There's a laser that screws onto your barrel. You fucking... You're shooting M16s at each other. There's no rounds.
Yeah.
Like, remember The Crow?
When fucking, well, I was about to say, that's Brandon what I was Lee thinking.
Died,
or Bruce
Brandon
Lee.
Lee died? No, it wasn't Bruce Lee. It was Brandon
well,
Lee.
Well, they both son. Died the same way.
Oh, well, Bruce yeah. Lee's son, even David Delarocco, I think, died the same way. In
really?
The Boondock Saints. I think that's how he died.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude,
so,
are you playing American Rejects?
Yeah, he is.
Sorry, I just had a hit. That's awesome.
So, but, like, I watched this dude who was so badass, his M249. And, like, I don't know if he would have been able to actually do this and lay in cover fire, maybe. But dude fucking grabs the M249, bro. And he's sitting here like this going...
Rambo!
Right, yeah. And it was like freedom!
The minigun?
That's fucking cool.
No, not the Gatling gun.
Did you guys see the video of Gronk shooting the minigun?
Who?
Gronk. Gronkowski.
Fuck Gronkowski.
You're a pussy.
I have not seen that. But dude, some of this shit was just a lot of fucking fun, man. Overseas it wouldn't be as fun, but there's still a lot of shit that, you know, that they do with each other to keep morale up.
Oh yeah, man. Shooting guns, man, that'd just put you, like, it's like a stress reliever, man.
I feel like they almost try to make it a shit show so that if you go overseas, you kind of know it's going to
well,
be
well, I'm sure,
show.
Like, obviously, like, but nothing's going to run, like, perfect.
Nothing is more manipulative than the government.
Right. Oh, well, yeah, well.
I would say military is actually the biggest form of fascism.
That shit.
Y'all got to look alike, sound alike, talk alike, walk alike.
Damn, that's a good... I never thought of that. Damn. Gotta shave this way. Gotta have your hair this way. Yeah.
Jesus. That's like work, bud.
Oh, there's a video of Gronkowski. Oh my god. Look at this fucking guy in basketball shorts. Just.
Holy shit! Look at him bouncing up and down like he fucking.
Hey, look at that guy, dude. He's like.
I don't give a fuck, dude. He's a monster.
Oh, no. He's a big fucking guy, dude. He's a big fucking
guy. You imagine shooting that fucking thing?
Dude. That's fucking baller. I want to do it.
It looks like the Juggernaut from Call of Duty.
Fuck, hey, fuck Gronk or not, dude. He did it.
Yeah.
I shot a Vindical. That ain't fucking shit. That fucking gun is scary.
I need to go with you, bud, and shoot that thing.
Yeah, you do.
That thing's sweet, dude. Is it a Barrett?
See, the thing is the 50 cal doesn't impress me that much. I had a 50 caliber muzzleloader. Like, you know what I mean? That doesn't impress me that much.
Somebody a 50 caliber muzzleloader is way different, though.
With powder that long behind
it. Yes, it is way different.
A 50 cal is like, what?
Yeah, but I'm saying, it's a totally different type of gun, though. Like,
No. The 50 cal Trent has...
It is
probably six times the powder I use in a muzzleloader.
Yes. But it's also got a shitload of stuff in that whole
stock. At least six times.
Technology. To where my muzzleloader is a straight shot.
Oh, it's got
no
a fucking
47-inch
barrel on it with a muzzle brake, bro.
Yep, and it's also got a bunch of technology in that back to keep you from dying.
Yeah.
That's
thank God
say,
a Herrick still has a fucking shoulder.
That's why I say shooting. No, I seen how much
his
back.
Shoulder
that's
was
not
like
that much.
Dude, no, his shoulder about came off his body, bro.
No, that's
it would do that shooting my 12 gauge. That's
no, a Herrick shoots Skeet with us all the time. All the time.
That's
he's Skeet. Not very accurate.
That's Skeet, not a 3.5-inch slug.
Well, that's my point though. Like he shoots that all the time, but when he shot that 50, bro, his shoulder went dislocate, come back in. Like
dislocate,
no,
come
I
back in.
You can literally see his entire like
but,
shoulder blade go. You know what I mean? Like you can fucking see that shit. He's like a transformer right then. I told him, I was like, "Are you sure?" Yeah, dude. I'm like,
dude.
All right.
I was shooting my buddy's Mazin, right, dude? It's bolt action, right? You know, a Russian rifle.
A 7.62, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a 7. It's a, but it's not. It's a bigger round than an AK.
I shot a bolt action 12 gauge.
Oh,
man.
Well, it's like
oh,
a 20.
I used to have one, dude. Oh.
It's like a 22 and a 2.30.
I gave it away, but I used to have one.
It was just cool.
I had.
Dude, you know what's cool? You know what's cool? A 2.230. That's what's cool.
2.230.
Yeah.
2.23.
No, 2.230, like a big 22.
Yeah, 223.
No. Have you never? It's like.
You're saying 2230.
30.
It's 22230.
Oh.
22230.
It's a 22. It's a 22 mag with like. Fuck what?
Yeah,
three times the gunpowder.
So that thing like had a fucking Nokia on your
so
ass.
It's, it
they're
almost
cool.
Looks like a 223.
It's like a little. It's like a little chode, dude.
What's skinnier,
yeah.
Right?
It's a little. It's shorter.
Yeah,
it's
shorter
dick.
Than
it's
a
like a little chode. Well,
because
the bullet's
like,
only.
Yeah.
It's a 22 bullet, but it's got like three times gunpowder.
Yeah.
But they're cool as fuck, dude.
You know, I got that 22. That Remington. I think it's Remington Viper. We gotta take that out and have some fun with it.
Yeah.
It has a little banana clip, little guy. Like a little guy. You just slap that some bitch in there. It's got a
well,
scope.
Brad used to have that fucking AK-47-22.
Oh.
You could blast off so many rounds.
Dude,
that thing would jam.
Yeah,
that thing would jam.
So cheap.
There's no.
It was because it wasn't even like cool.
It has no balls.
Yeah.
But it's still fun.
You could
play.
Yeah, that's
why
it was
fun. I would take your carbine 22 over that all day.
22 carbine? That's not a 22. That's a goddamn. That's a fucking Remington fucking 570 Fieldmaster.
You didn't have the carbine 22. Who had the carbine 22 then?
Mine's a fucking pump, bud. Mine's like yeah.
Oh,
you
that's
even,
right.
Don't
you
even
had
make
the
right,
yeah.
like the pump under like this, and it
no, it was like
it's
a shotgun.
Actual pump.
Yeah.
Oh, like that. Okay.
Yeah, it was actually really cool. I'm actually. Yeah,
I still got
those,
it.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
My grandpa's. That's
you
like,
got it
out.
You got it here.
Who had the carbine 22 then? Maybe it was Trent. It might have been Trent.
Yeah, go get it. I want to see it because like
it's pretty cool. It's like a little mini shotgun. It looks like a little cute ass shotgun.
I like mini shotguns.
Yeah, I love dude. You know I love 410s.
I want to get one of those 410 revolvers.
All right, you know how me and Trent were shooting skeet all the time. Most impressive thing. Me, him, and his dad, all three of us, hit skeet with a 410. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh yeah.
His dad hit.
Oh, is this not loaded? Make sure it's not loaded.
Of course.
It's like a little.
Back.
It's like a little baby
well,
mossy.
It's closed, so make sure it's not.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. Right.
Yeah, I know how to work a gun.
I know how to
slide it.
Gun. What'd you stop?
It's literally a mini shotgun, bro.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
It's literally a mini shotgun.
I fucking love it.
It's
that
fucking cute, dude. I love it.
It's accurate as shit.
And you load them here.
Hey, listen. You know what noise pisses liberals off?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what noise gets my dick hard? The same fucking one.
Matty, but we need the.
I love this repeater.
Yeah, that's from your goddamn garage flooding.
I love this repeater. You need to clean this motherfucker.
Yeah,
Willie's garage flooded.
We can fix it.
Oh.
We can fix this.
Yeah, no, it's just circles.
A good Brillo pad.
No.
No, that'll take the finish off.
No, you just gun oil.
I've never had a barrel get rusty.
No, he's right. He's right. Steel wool.
I would think so, yeah.
I don't want to go too crazy.
No, no, you lightly rub it, dude, with the gun oil. You lightly rub it with the gun oil.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
And then wipe it clean.
I don't know what else. I don't know what else would do it.
Listen, a plastic brush, no Brillo pad. You know the M16s I clean with rusty barrels?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I've never tried that, to be honest. I've always used the steel wool.
I can get all that off with just a plastic brush.
But my barrels never got dirty on the outside. My shit was always...
You want to have a gun cleaning party?
Yes, I do. I do. We need to.
Sounds kind of fun.
That would make me so happy.
That's a 30-30, right? Yeah. I have the same gun.
This is my baby, dude.
I have the same one.
Marlin 30-30.
I like that
I
gun.
Have the same one.
I like
I
that gun a lot.
Marlin 30-30. Gold plated trigger. Oh, wee!
Yeah, I like that gun a lot.
You know what, the Remy. But y'all know what a Remington A70 looks like.
Yeah.
You know what's
Except
funny,
Except
mine's
the Express, not the Wingmaster. My brother
These
has
guns,
a Wingmaster. His is beautiful.
These guns can be rusty, but they still fucking work.
No, all of these guns right here, listen, this whole thing could be rusted as fuck and it will all fire.
You know, these lever action guns...
Especially that one right there,
this,
dude.
These
can leave that in a goddamn pole barn for years and that fucker will
Bro,
still
this
fire.
Gun was the gun for the Civil War.
Yes.
This gun still... This gun, the only reason why that makes it inefficient now... It's because it is just, it's a lever action. It's
well,
not,
then
it's not
you
a semi-auto.
You can't add anymore.
Right, yeah, you can't modify it.
There's
but,
only 7 fucking rounds
right.
total.
But this gun is still effective. I mean, this thing can hold up with an M4. Really, I mean, it really
can. I'll fuck
can.
You up with that gun.
I mean, stopping power-wise, I can't say fight, like... Actual
right.
rate of fire
right.
and efficiency.
Well, long range, too.
Right.
Long
but
range,
the power behind
Oh, range good. For sure, but I'm dropping 9 downfield
before
Even
you
pull
Even if you got a bulletproof vest, let me chest shot you with
well,
that
this
bitch.
Thing
we ain't getting up for a second.
This thing is nice. No,
I got time to pop you
this,
and run.
This gun right here is a nice gun. This is a nice
Even
gun.
At 22, though, dude, this is 17 rounds, and it's so accurate that, like, I could pop fucking chin shots all day. While you're wearing your shit.
Matt.
I would hate to get shot in the chin.
We're going to fix these guns up and make them look real nice.
Look how much shorter that is than the fucking 22.
we're gonna fix these up real nice.
It's a tad bit.
My shotty's fucking dope, too.
But
I want to tack that bitch out.
But hey, listen, let's wrap this episode up. But I want to finish with a couple of these noises.
Say, yeah. I was just about to say that.
All right, hey, for
all you liberals.
All right, well, this is Willie V.
If you ain't never fucking shot a gun
P?
And you're against them,
P?
Go do it. You'll fucking love them.
And what was Matt's nickname? Razzle Dazzle? Razzle Faz?
Oh, Matt Sassafras.
Sassafras.
Sassafras, Matt.
And this is the Thought Cast. Excuse me. The Shit Cast Shit Show. Thanks for watching.
Get the fuck down or get the fuck down.
Time to flush the toilet.